When you think about medieval history and knights, what comes to mind? Is it this Monty Python scene?
You are indeed brave tonight, but the fight is mine.
Oh, and enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
Or maybe you're a jousting enthusiast, in which case, ready your lances and noble steeds. The World Championship is in Victoria this weekend. Organiser Andrew McKinnon joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So firstly, let's make this clear. This is not a historical reenactment. It's jousting for real, right?
Well, the truth be known, it's a little bit of both. We go to a great deal of trouble to make sure that what we present to the audience that comes along is pretty much exactly what you would have seen in sort of 15th century Western Europe. But once the knights are out there with their lances and their horses running towards each other, whatever will happen, will happen.
How many people will be taking part in the championships and where are they from?
We have seven jousters taking part. We have two guys from Australia, including current world champion Philip Leach. We have people from as far away as Norway, France, Canada, Russia. There's people from all over the world, so it's going to be an amazing tournament.
From what I've seen on TV, jousting looks like it can be, I think it's fair to say, pretty brutal. Do people get really hurt in these tournaments?
Well, in our experience with the tournaments that we run, most of the injuries tend to be just soft tissue injuries, which are just sort of small first aid, dealt with, you know, by first aiders on the field. We haven't had any, you know, major injuries within the tournaments that we run.
So what are they jousting for? What's the prize?
Well, for the World Jousting Championships this year, we have an absolutely spectacular-looking gilt chalice, which has been made by an artisan over in the United Kingdom. It's actually on a plane at the moment on its way over, so it's a pretty special prize. But also, of course, to have the honour or the accolade of being called the world champion.
Yeah, well, who doesn't want to be called a world champion? I kind of completely get that. You're a jouster yourself. Can you tell me, how does someone prepare for this sport? What kind of training does it take?
Well, there's a few parts to it. Probably one of the primary things, of course, is being able to ride a horse, and not only be able to ride a horse, but be able to ride a horse, you know, almost independently of your hands, because it's all done with your seat and legs. You need to be able to obtain and wear good historical armor and safe armor as well. And you need to be able to control the weapon. And essentially, jousting is a sport that has no defense. So it's really important that your placement of the lance is safe for both the rider and the horse coming at you.
And along with jousting, there'll be other things happening at this event. Well, what else goes on?
Well, there's something really, there's stuff for the whole family going on. We've got a birds of prey display. They'll come out and fly their birds and show you how hunting was done in medieval times. We have a fully operational trebuchet or medieval catapult, which will be hurling for our health and safety rules, watermelons as opposed to large stones. And we don't have any castle walls, so it'll strictly be a demonstration with exploding watermelons, but still pretty spectacular. There's lots of things for kids, archery, there's kids' night school, there's the Globe Inn Tavern, which is our medieval tavern, where we'll have the Croyle Castle players will be doing some fantastic variations on some of the bard's best work.
Amazing. Andrew, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, and we hope to see you all there.
Andrew McKinnon is the organiser of the World Jousting Championship. That's on in Warrigal in Victoria this weekend. This is RN Drive.